This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back. You are listening to Enterprise Biz Bites with Frida Liu and Audrey Raj. On the show today, we are asking you,
were you able to successfully get a booking for the AstraZeneca vaccination appointment yesterday? No, not all, 51.5%. Yes, after a while, 26.3%, didn't even try at 17.6%, and yes, straight away at 4.6%. So I fall into the didn't even try.
You didn't even try. Mm. So I fall into the yes straight away category, but I haven't received confirmation of my appointment just yet. So I'm still slightly nervous. Over on Instagram, we have 70% who say no, 30% who say yes, they were able to secure a booking. Tell us what it was like for you. 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp, at BFM Radio on Twitter and on Instagram. Frida, you have
just a couple of comments here. There's from this Nini who says that no, however, from my point of view, it's probably a legal tactic to not being liable to any legal lawsuit. The person who voluntarily registered for this vaccine becomes incapacitated or dies, whether it's due to rare blood clot whatsoever. So that's the person's perspective. Another person who chose to be anonymous said, had registered, this is a senior netizen, right? Had registered since Feb, updated my registration as directed by my psychiatrist several times, after tried registering on 23rd May's offer, submitted an email complaint a couple of times only to receive a text message to get back to me on the appointment date. Whilst on the Sajatra apps, I'm still at the assessment level. So this is a senior citizen. Do I have to physically confront the authorities to get a true answer? To authorities, please don't harm the fact that we are hesitant. I'm already beyond losing my patience. So this is someone who's, you know, a senior citizen who should be on that.
Yeah, also, you don't want to be in that position, right, where you are having to chase someone to find out just what your status is.
Right. So you know, the reason why I didn't even try, because I was busy with this next story.
With this next story, yes. Because it seems as though the AstraZeneca vaccine wasn't the only thing in high demand yesterday. Malaysians managed to bring the McDonald's website and its delivery app to its knees yesterday as demand for the BTS signature meal skyrocketed.
Right. So Twitter users also suggested that high demand from BTS's fans, probably known as ARMY in Malaysia, could have led to a crashing of both McDonald's delivery app and online delivery website service on its website. With just 49 countries in the world to be able to have a chance to buy the McDonald's meal, known as the BTS meal, Malaysia is the only Asian country of the 12 countries that will be the first to feature the meal when it debuts yesterday.
Debuted yesterday worldwide, right? Yeah. So this means Malaysia was ahead of countries such as Singapore, South Korea, Vietnam, where the BTS meal will only debut today, and the Philippines in June 18th, and Indonesia June 25th. They had to wait a whole month. So this set contains the boy band's signature order, namely 10 pieces of chicken McNuggets, a medium serving of fries, a medium Coca-Cola, and sweet chili and Cajun dipping sauces inspired by popular recipes from McDonald's South Korea.
Right.
The price starts at RM15.70, but may differ depending on delivery service.
So it's not even what's that thing that they usually use? The Korean
sauce.
Kimchi.
Yeah.
It's not even kimchi.
No.
Okay, just before 10 a.m. yesterday, when the BTS meal became available in Malaysia, McDonald's Malaysia shared tips on how to safely buy the meal set amid the pandemic, including by using its McDelivery service, even saying there's no need to overcrowd, there's be enough for all customers. The special collaboration made it to top trending topics in Malaysia on Twitter through the hashtags hashtag BTS meal and hashtag BTS X McDonald's and related terms such as McDelivery and ARMY. Malay Mail's checks of Twitter showed that the hashtag was the number one trending topic in Malaysia at around 10:44 a.m. with 26,600 tweets, and still had the top spot at above 11:20 a.m. with the number of tweets growing to 31,800, around 12 p.m., around 42,600. As for the hashtag BTS X McDonald's, it had the second spot on trending list at 10:44 a.m. with 5,720 tweets, at the same spot 11:20 a.m. and around 12 p.m., 8,115 tweets.
Because I bet after that it was all AstraZeneca.
You think?
Yes.
Okay, go on.
I was on Twitter at that time and that was what was trending. Now, the McDelivery phrase also trended in Malaysia at the fourth spot yesterday morning and continued to trend throughout the day. A clue as to why McDelivery was trending could be shown as Malaysian BTS fans tried to order for delivery of the BTS meal only to face what the McDonald's McDonald's customers described as the delivery app and the website delivery service having crashed. Mm. Now, those who tried to access McDelivery service either through the app or McDonald's website were greeted with the message, "Hang in there. Due to high website traffic, you have been placed in a virtual waiting room. You will be redirected to our website shortly."
So as for the lucky ones who managed to have their meal set delivered to them or who managed to buy the meal in person, they took to Twitter to showcase the meals that bore BTS logos on the purple-themed packaging. Some even expressed their appreciation to McDonald's staff for thoughtfully putting the French fries separately in the usual paper bag, carrying only McDonald's logo to ensure the paper bag carrying the BTS logo would not be stained from all the fries. Twitter users in Malaysia were also seen saying that they would keep the packaging of this special meal, including the cup for the soft drink.
Wow. Okay.
Okay.
Now, while Malaysians are sharing their pictures of BTS X McDonald's meals on social media platforms like Twitter and Facebook, some have said that they are disappointed that the meal did not include any merchandise or at least like a photograph of the South Korean boy band. Some Facebook users were saying like, you know, it's just a name splat and it wasn't worth it because there was no merchandise or photo cards. But for those who, I think there were some happy fans out there because they're keeping the packaging for the special meal, right? And in announcing the BTS meals, McDonald's did, of course, they did not say that the meal set would include any BTS merchandise or photo cards. So, you know, they made it kind of clear,
I guess. These three letters, right, made such a huge difference. You know, because I just think that this story is so ironic because on Monday, you know, we talk about the Palestinian-Israeli tension. Right? And how, you know, people are looking at boycotting brands like McDonald's and Coca-Cola. And here on Thursday, a couple of South Korean boys, you know, ended the boycott.
Yes, with 10 pieces of chicken nuggets, medium set of fries, and a medium Coke. There you have it. The strength in branding. Of course, since we're talking about excessive demand and crashing websites, we're asking you on the show today, were you able to successfully get a booking for AstraZeneca yesterday? 018-789-8899 is the number to reach us on WhatsApp. You can also get us on Twitter and on Instagram. At BFM Radio is our handle. When we come back, we'll go through all your messages. We have a bunch to get through. And we have a story or a bit of an update on how employers are blatantly ignoring the work from home order by the government. All that and more after KISS with Detroit Rock City. You are listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.